It's official. After 3 years of illness and millions of deaths, the World Health Organization made a historic announcement just moments ago.
It's therefore with great hope that I declare COVID-19 over as a global health emergency.
That's the head of the World Health Organization at a news conference that much of the world was waiting for. NPR Global Health Correspondent Norit Eisenman is here to tell us more. Good morning.
Hi, Leila.
Okay, so it's been more than 3 years since the WHO declared this global emergency. So what does it actually mean to declare it not a global emergency anymore?
Yeah, right. So back on January 30th, 2020, when the coronavirus was still mainly limited to China, fewer than 100 reported cases outside of China, the WHO's head, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, used these special powers that he has under an international health agreement to declare this situation that it was already, quote, a public health emergency of international concern. And that's a largely symbolic move that's available to him under this international health agreement. And again, it is symbolic, but it's one that can also be incredibly powerful in terms of convening international attention and resources and just mobilization.
COVID-19 has turned our world upside down. Almost 7 million deaths have been reported to WHO, but we know the toll is several times higher, at least 20 million.
That's Tedros speaking about just how much has happened since then.
So why now? Why declare it over now?
Well, they pointed to several reasons, Tedros and also the members of the committee that advised him. And they said that on the one hand, the pandemic is not over. And frankly, it's not WHO that declares whether a pandemic begins and when a pandemic ends. But this tool for convening global attention is really meant to be during an emergency. And now the pandemic has shifted into a different phase, a very serious phase, and one that's going to require continued attention. But it's no longer in that emergency state the way they see it.
And when you say a different phase, what does that mean? What's next?
Well, they're still calling for ongoing surveillance, ongoing vaccinations, and they're particularly concerned about making sure that the world is aware of any new variants that might emerge, because they also warn that if that happens, you know, and it's a variant that does cause a new kind of emergency, you know, they might go back and declare, you know, that it is an emergency again.
NPR Global Health Correspondent Norit Eisenman, thank you so much for your reporting.
You're welcome, Leila.